councillors.
Good morning.
In accordance with Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015, notice is hereby given that an ordinary meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in the council chambers, Bothwell, on Tuesday, 15th of April 2025, commencing at 9. With the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda paper. In accordance with Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, Part 2, Division 1, a notice of the meeting was published on the council website on the 1st of August 2024.
1st of August?
I think that needs a little.
That was when the
regs
was adopted.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. General Manager Certification. Pursuant to Section 65(1) of the Local Government Act 1993, I hereby certify with respect to the advice, information and or recommendation provided for the guidance of Council in this agenda that A, such advice, information and or recommendation has been given by a person who has the qualifications or experience necessary to give advice, and B, where any advice is given by a person who does not have the required qualifications or experience, that person has obtained and taken into account the advice from an appropriately qualified or experienced person. Section 65(2) forbids counsel from deciding any matter which requires advice of a qualified person without considering that advice. Dated 10th of April 2025, Stephen Mackey, Acting General Manager. So the meeting obviously commenced at about 9.03. To be particular, the audio recording disclaimer councils are aware of. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public the council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on Council's website in accordance with Council's Policy 2750. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of Council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. The conduct of Council. Central Highlands Council takes safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public whilst present at council workplaces. These premises form part of the council's workplace and it is expected that everyone who attends council meetings will behave in a polite and respectful manner. People should refrain from using offensive or derogatory language or comments and not be aggressive, threatening or speak in a hostile manner. Present. Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Hall, obviously myself, Acting General Manager Stephen Mackey and Executive Officer Katrina. Any apologies?
Anthony's on his way there, man. He called me this morning twice.
So Anthony, in future, if any councillor's going to be running late or anything, they need to contact the GM or myself. To consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. Recommendation the council resolve the absolute majority to deal with any supplementary items not appearing on the agenda as reported by the general manager in accordance with the local government meeting procedures. May I have a mover, please, Councillor Connor, and a seconder?
Do we have any?
No, we don't have
one. Oh, we don't, so we don't have to do that. That is good. No supplementary. I didn't mention something for supplementary. I'll talk to you about that after. Three, declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors and staff. In accordance with Regulation 8.7 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015, the chairperson requests councillors to indicate whether they or a close associate have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest in pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda. Do you have any pecuniary interest?
No.
No? All good. 3.2 is declarations of conflict under the Model Code of Conduct. Now, you all know that. Part 2, conflicts of interest that are not pecuniary. A councillor who has an actual, potential or perceived conflict of interest in a matter before council must declare the conflict of interest and the nature of the interest before discussion on the matter begins. And B, act in good faith and exercise reasonable judgment to determine whether a reasonable person would consider that the conflict of interest requires a councillor to remove himself or herself physically from any council discussion and remain out of the room until the matter is decided by council. Number 4 is the minutes.
I've got one on in the closed meeting, which is for the performance review of the GM.
Okay, so that's in the closed meeting. Acting GM is that a pecuniary or conflict?
Conflict.
Closed session. It's a conflict. Anyone else? No? Alrighty. So we'll move on. Confirmation of draft ordinary council minutes, 18th of March, 2025. A mover, please. Councillor Honour and a seconder. Councillor Bailey. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Bailey?
No.
Councillors? Okay. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Rightio, that is carried. 5, as notification of workshops, 22nd of March was held at Myanna, 1st of April, Bothwell, 8th of April, Bothwell. The recommendation, the council notes the workshops, a mover please, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Hall. Any comment about that, Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No, ma'am.
Councillors? No? Okay, those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hand. It is carried. Point 1 is future workshops. The purpose of the report is for councils to note the council workshop dates. The proposed next council workshop will be held on the following dates. Budget workshops, 29th of April, 13th of May, 27th of May, 10th of June, only if required. These workshops will take place at the Bothwell Council Chambers, commencing at 10 o'clock. Number 6 is the recommendation of the closure of the meeting to the public, that pursuant to Regulation 15.1 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, Council, by an absolute majority, closed the meeting to the public to consider the following matters in the closed session. 2.1 will be the confirmation of minutes closed session of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 18th of March, and 4.1 will be the performance review of the GM. And that will be adjourned until 1, won't it?
Yes.
Okay, may I have a mover, Councillor Honour? Councillor Meacham? Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillors? Okay, that is carried, so we shall close the meeting at 9:12. Thank you. Morning again, councillors and the gallery. I'll reopen the meeting at 10 a.m. The meeting reopens at 10 a.m. and the mayor advises to the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including in closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on the council's website. Members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. First of all, I'll begin with introducing our councillors around the table, and then we will get each and every one in the gallery to introduce themselves. Okay, we'll start off with Deputy Mayor Kim Allwright, Councillor Yvonne Miller, Councillor Anthony Archer, Councillor Juliana, Councillor David Meacham, Councillor Robert Cassidy, Councillor Tony Bailey, Councillor John Hall, Acting General Manager Stephen Mackey, Executive Officer Katrina, and we've got our Community Development Officer Kat. And I might start around the table.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Dr. Pamela Turton-Turner, and I'm the Chairperson of the Health Action Team Central Highlands, which has the acronym PATCH, so I'm the President of PATCH, here today to talk about neighbourhood health.
Tracy Turali, so I'm Health Promotion Coordinator with Tasmanian Health Service, but today I'm here with Pamela and Paul and Lynn, representing the Health Action Team in the Highlands.
Over to the back there, Steve.
Steve Loring, I'm just, as always, an interested community member.
I'm Lynn Bain-Aston, and I'm the Secretary of Health.
I'm Paul, and I'm the Treasurer of Health.
Kelly Lyons from Raffle, on Ocean.
Vanessa Gormley, Citizen.
Thank you, so we all know each other now. Public release announcement. The Chairperson announced that pursuant to Regulation 1589 of the Local Government Leading Procedures Regulation 2015 and having considered privacy and confidential matters, Council authorised to release to the public following discussions. Okay, and I won't go through pages of public question time. I'll just say in accordance with the Local Government Meeting Regulations 2015, the Council conducts a public question time forum to enable members of the public to ask questions on Council-related matters. A period of 15 minutes will be set aside at the beginning of each ordinary Council meeting for public question time. The main important thing is once question time commences, the Chairperson will determine the order in which questions are heard. And a person asking a question, when called upon by the chairperson, is requested to stand, state their name and address, and read out their question. The chairperson retains the right to accept or decline questions and determine if the question is to be answered at the meeting by the appropriate councillor or employee, or written down and taken on notice. Each question is to be asked by the proponent, who will be allowed a maximum of 3 minutes in which to put the question. The chairperson will not allow any discussion or debate on either the question or the response. So there's no petitions, deputations.
I just need to go around the room. Sorry, Mayor, if there's any questions.
Was there any questions? No, thank you very much. I've got that. Deputations, and we go on to presentations. We have Tracy Turali and Pamela Torton-Turner and Paul, is it Sace?
Sace, yeah.
Sace. Is that the right way to pronounce it?
Yeah,
we'll be attending a team to provide Council with an update on Hatch. So I might pass over to you, Pamela.
Okay. Right then. So as Mayor Triffin has just mentioned, we're just here to talk about the neighbourhood house. At the moment, and we have services being provided to the community through Ash Cottage under the auspices or with the sort of underpinning of Hatch and the Health Action Team. And so in December last year, we put in a Treasury submission to the state government to become a separate entity as in the form of a neighbourhood house. So essentially it would be very much an extended version of what already happens there. So at the moment it's referred to as a mini community house, where, as I say, there are various services and various things going on under the banner of Hatch, such as the meal delivery programs, food hub, community walking, yoga, exercise classes, things like that. And so if we become a neighbourhood house, then we would be under the, within that, the auspices of the government scheme of naked houses, so it would be very much advantageous to the community to be able to have that permanent funding and to not having to be worried about seeking grants and money every 2 or 3 years, which is quite sort of undermining the processes of those things that are coming out of Ash Cottage. So, and of course, Ash Cottage does belong to the Central Highlands Council. So, you know, we're very thankful to have that opportunity to use that premises for our services. So we will find out what will happen hopefully next month when the Treasury puts the budget through the state government. So we're hoping that we'll be successful with the neighbourhood house. So I guess in essence it would be just the evolution, as it were, of the processes that are occurring at the moment. Tracy, would you like to...
I guess just saying that as a neighbourhood house, all neighbourhood houses in Tasmania get funded the same. So there's 35 current neighbourhood houses. Mm-hmm. There's no neighbourhood house anywhere in the central Tasmania, southern Midlands area. So there's this big gap, big hole in the middle. And the funding will fund, it's around 2 FTE a year. And that's ongoing funding. So it just means that we don't have to continue to look for funding for staffing. At the moment, my position through TAS Health Services overseeing the projects there, which is not really part of my role within TAS Health Service. So it will allow, 2 or 3 or 4 people actually in the area to get employment to oversee that as a neighbourhood house.
Tracy, does it allow you to extend your program or... You know, your program of activities that you run.
It will depend on what the coordinators decide that the community need is. The funding is more around the positions, not so much.
So it's an admin position, is it?
It'll be a project. So
project.
Most houses have a project manager and a project officer, and obviously someone to do the finance. And so at the moment, Central Highlands Council actually holds all the funding for HATS, which has been a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But this will mean that HATS can actually hold its own funding, so we will no longer rely on council, which has been a great relationship, but it is an onus on council staff to actually do that. So
I think also part of the employment situation would be that somebody would be seeking grants and seeking money as well. So whilst you do have this, you do have the availability of the money available from the state, it does need to be enhanced by through grants and so forth. So that's why because we can have staff. That would provide that opportunity.
Have you had any feedback from the government people?
We've had lots of discussions with various politicians.
No check though in the market.
Not until this budget comes down next month. But we've had lots of very positive feedback, including from the Minister of Communities, who I think he would like to see it happen, but it's all got to do with government funding.
So, councillors, please raise your hands if you wish to ask a question. I see Councillor Cassidy, Meacham, and then Archer. So, Councillor Cassidy.
Good morning, Pamela and Tracy.
Yes.
I'm Robert Cassidy.
Good morning.
I'd like to find out, does HATS have any scope to create a community house over here on this side of the municipality?
Yes, that's a good question. So at the moment, we're located in Ouse, and we have the facility of Ash Cottage. I think that's also something that if we did become a neighbourhood house, that is something that is... something that the state government would have to determine whether or not, they're going to provide more within the Central Highlands. At the moment, we don't have any, so I guess we're just really starting with first stages.
So something that council would have to progress through HATS, or should we be progressing this with the minister? What is your best advice to
I think in the first instance it's getting the neighbourhood houses across to start with, and then show that that works in the area and it's sustainable to actually maybe extend. But saying that, Hatcher really passionate about providing services across the Central Highlands, even though the neighbourhood house will be based in Ouse, like we do now, like we run the sort of exercise classes here and projects in other areas. I think Hatch will continue to outreach from that building.
So for example, we had a health expo in Bothwell a few months ago. We also do exercise in Bothwell, so there are various services and events that do happen, and of course it's available for everybody. I think one of the issues, though, if we look at the Central Highlands generally, because it's a very small population, the idea of getting one neighbourhood house is quite daunting and quite a process. So whether or not you could get another one, I think we'd have to think very hard, long and hard about that. But the services, everything is available for all of the Central Highlands. So it's not, one of our one thing that we find very important is that we're not just Ouse-centric. So, but yeah, I think population, it would be an issue.
Thank you.
I'll ask Councillor Meacham, Archer and Miller to speak, and then I'll let Paul have his presentation. So we'll go with Councillor Meacham.
Pamela, I seem to recall us passing a motion in support of this application.
Yes.
Is there anything else we could do at this stage to assist?
That's a good problem. At this stage,
talk to any ministers.
Yes, I just think, if you can speak positively about it to anybody who has an influence, that would be good.
Yeah.
I think, as I said before, we've approached all of the the people that were most appropriate to approach. Mm. Members of the Lions, for example, and Minister for Health, and originally, and also the Minister for Communities, Roger Gench. I think at this stage it's just sort of word of mouth or making your own contact with the appropriate people.
And the Legislative Council was very supportive as well.
Yes.
Everyone's been very supportive.
Including the Central Highlands Council, which we really appreciate.
All righty, thank you. Councillor Archer, then Miller, and then Paul.
My colleague just covered, I was wondering if there are other areas of support we can provide, and you've answered that for us.
Thank you. Councillor Miller.
as Councillor Rick for it, I'm just going to answer what Robert said about going out of area. I noticed the last time I was there, we had people come down from Maina for yoga. So it's expanding, and I think anything that we can do to help, as Pam said, would be greatly appreciated. Yeah. So if we can get people down from places like Maina for a yoga class, then it's showing that it's working.
Yes.
I'll be happy to pull the speak.
Can I just say one more to add to it? And another way council's been really supportive is over the last few years have assisted with funding one of our admin one day a week. That's Catherine Watson, which has been really helpful. Without that position, a lot of things just couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's to have that position continue until it becomes a neighbourhood house would be really beneficial if that was something that council would assist with.
Thank you.
I was just going to say we're having an expo in Ouse on the 30th of April, so hopefully we'll get a lot of people coming from all parts of the Central Highlands to that as well.
I think council has got an email inviting any of you that might like to come along to that expo. It's a Care and Ageing Well expo at the 30th of April at the Ouse Hall, so be a good use of the hall as well.
Be brilliant, thank you. I'll pass over to Paul.
Yes, thank
you. Paul, would you like to stand and present?
I'm Paul, I'm the president of the Ouse Table Tennis Club. I would just like to say thank you for the council to give us permission to actually play table tennis in the Ouse Hall now, and for updating the lights very quickly after we discovered that the lights weren't really suitable for playing table tennis. So thank you very much to all of you. And we already had travellers stop by and play table tennis for half an hour. Somebody that plays table tennis in Kingston was holidaying in the area, and he came and played, and he said, this is great. So thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say. Yeah, a couple from Finland came.
Not about that. That is pretty good. Thank you.
Is there anyone in the gallery that wished to have a comment? What was there?
We have a ping pong table at Rathmore, so send it down to us too.
Save it all.
Yes, absolutely.
Very good.
You get many people.
Back to Pamela, we already had this closing, and then we can.
So really, I think it's just if anyone has any more questions about this submission.
Councillor Cassidy?
Yes, is the administrator that we're providing sufficient, the one day a week, is it sufficient? Or
would the neighbourhood house be...
The admin position.
Yeah, admin position.
At the moment it is, because one of our grants actually covers another one day a week, so it's a 2 day a week position, which was going to end in June, but we have an extension until the end of September. So we're just sort of hoping on the neighbourhood house proposal after that period. If not, we'll... look at other options then.
Yeah, so potentially we're in a precarious position at the moment with our, what we would refer to as the mini neighbourhood houses at Ash Cottage. But so this is why it's really almost vital that we get this submission through government.
Well, we really hope you're successful with the submission, that's for sure. No other questions? No, really appreciate it.
Thank you for
your time. And perhaps we could make this a regular update to council.
Yes.
Maybe 6 monthly.
Yeah, 6 months. We come along and keep us up to date would be great. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Number 11, notice of motion. There's not a lot in it, that's okay. Number 11, notice of motion's purpose. Under Regulation 16 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 2015, relating to motions on notice, it states the following. A councillor may give to the general manager at least 7 days before a meeting give written notice of a motion together with supporting information and reasons to be included on the agenda of that meeting. Notice of the motion, we have a motion from Councillor Miller. Could I have a mover? Councillor Miller's moved it. Could I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Cassidy. Just a comment about that, Councillor Miller. We did have a conversation recently that I've invited the inspector to the next meeting, so he'll be able to address some comments there.
Yep.
As the mover, Councillor Miller, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes. I'm a bit rather annoyed at the State Development. Is it State Development?
State
Department, because I have been pushing for a safety mirror at the end of Tarleton Street, and they keep coming back to saying, oh no, it's a 60 kilometre zone, you'll be fine. It might be a 60 kilometre zone, but at times I get up really early, and I can tell you it's not only the log trucks, but the cars that go through there are not doing 60, more like 80. It might be early on in the morning, but now that winter's coming in, it's foggy. It was very foggy this morning. There were log trucks going through at a speed. They're even going through at a speed when the children are on the road waiting for the school bus. Now I can find it unsafe. I've had a talk to our local police officer. He's been trying to get there, but his area is so wide that he's been called out all the time. So I'm just
put a motion that we ask the police department to place a speed camera, either permanently or intermittently, at Franklin Place, whether it be the start of Franklin Place or whether it be towards the end of it near the bridge, because that's the bridge, and to me would be the most dangerous part because of traffic coming out of Darlington Street. So I'm hoping that we can do something about that to reduce that speed limit going through there.
Thank you. That's the second, Councillor Cassidy.
Well, just, I think the police presence should suffice. That local constable used to park their vehicle outside their residence there, and it seemed to encourage people to slow down. But it's hard to imagine people going uphill faster than the speed limit. I could possibly understand trucks not being able to decelerate sufficiently to do 60 going downhill, but the speed limit is a speed limit. Perhaps we might consider reducing that speed limit through Hamilton to 50.
Thank you. Councillor Laws, it's open for you. Please raise your hand if you have a comment. Councillor Honour?
On Friday, I was going up High Street to the intersection. This car come from Hamilton Way on Hollow Tree Road in excess of 100 kilometres an hour and straight through the intersection at the garage.
Oh
my God. The kids on the bus commented on it going so fast. So, yes, it does happen here as well.
Okay, Castle Hall.
And that's not the first time that's happened. Numerous times I've seen that happen there at an intersection.
Mm. Those crossroads are deadly, aren't they?
Yes,
it
they
has
are.
Got huge big give way signs either way.
I know Council addressed it a long time ago.
Yes.
That's why the give way signs are there, but obviously it needs policing if possible.
Mm.
Did you get the register?
Any other comments, councillors?
Cameras did.
All right, a right of reply to you, Councillor Miller.
Councillor Cassidy said to reduce it to 50. If they're not going to do 60, they're definitely not going to do 50. I can understand the trucks coming down that hill, but they've given sufficient notice to do 80 and then sufficient notice to do 60. It's just that when they're not loaded and they're going to work, it's early in the morning. And during the day I've seen cars go through there, not at 60. I've been overtaken. I think it's the police officer there's got a big area to do. He's not there a lot of the time. He's out and about. So I think we really do need to talk to the police department, and if they're going to be here next meeting... Well,
that would be the next meeting, the inspector?
Yep, that would be a good opportunity.
Okay, so the recommendation of council asks the police department to place a speed camera, either permanently or intermittently, at Franklin Place, Hamilton. That's the recommendation, moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Cassidy. Those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands, please. And I'll record the names. Please raise your hands. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer.
Well, Councillor Miller hasn't raised her hand.
Sorry. Well, I've moved it, so I didn't think I had to.
You got it.
Well, I waited.
Everyone raise their hands in favour of. I got the Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, you're not raising your hand?
No, I think we're using the speed limits there.
Okay, Councillor Bailey, raising your hand. Councillor Paul, and I agree with the recommendation. Those against, Councillor Cassidy is against. Alrighty, so that's obviously 8 to 1. So it's carried. and have your questions ready for the inspector at the next monthly meeting, if you will. 11.2, Councillor Miller, that council meet a year, once a year at Myena. Thank you, Councillor. As you would recall, Councillors, this was discussed that workshops are going to be throughout the Central Highlands to be fair and transparent. Councillor Miller has moved this, a seconder. Are you second, Councillor
yes.
Meacham?
Yes.
Councillor Meacham, second. Okay, Councillor Miller, would you like to speak to it?
Well, it virtually says there that we are here to represent the whole of the Central Highlands, and in doing so, it would, by going to Myena, even if it's once a year, it's allowing the population of the northern part of the council to be able to attend the meetings and see what goes on. I questioned a lot of people when we were up there at Myena last, and they were all enthusiastic, and yes, please, including some people from Arthur's Lake, they would be interested. So maybe, and I know it's, we've brought this up before and people have said, oh, we've got to take this up, we've got to take that up. Well, surely one meeting we can organise everything to go up. I know, I do accept that if it's during the week, Councillor Honour would find it difficult. But if we could do a carpool, I think we could arrange it, and I think the people of Myena, the Great Lake, Arthur's Lake and those areas would really appreciate us being up there and seeing what actually goes on in a council meeting, and it will then give them some idea of why we make decisions that we do and how we make those decisions.
Alrighty, Councillor
Meacham. Look, I endorse what Councillor Miller just had to say. A minor resident, Liz Lang, wrote on to all of us on the 25th of March, the latter part of what she says, that she's endorsing how much she appreciated the meeting. She says, as a result of this positive event, could Council please consider the following? Holding a similar session in February 2026, this month sees many more shack owners here to provide feedback as to what is being done, for example, council letters to government departments, 3-hour requests about road speed, maintenance, etc., and works completed during the year. Point two, notification such a meeting needs to reach all residents, ratepayers, etc., well in advance of a proposed date. Number three was factoring into your schedule regular sessions where councillors travel to smaller communities, updating residents, listening to concerns, etc. That latter point, we're in the process of developing our 10-year plan, and as I've messaged, I think, all of you and GM Steve, community consultations or community meetings, I think, should be part of that, of those specific targets that we aim for. And so, organisations such, communities such as Gretna, Bronte and Derwent Bridge also sure. need that. So yes, I'm warmly endorsing the motion. Thank you.
And the other thing is, I think we should specify whether it's a monthly meeting of council or workshops, because the recent workshops across the municipality, Ellendale and Myena, have been totally successful, and it's given so many people, members of the community, the opportunity to speak and to give us an idea for our strat plan. So it's very important, I think, but what I'm not sure here is council meet once a year at Myena. It doesn't specify workshop or monthly meetings, so we need to be clear about that, I think. So I would go back to you, Councillor Miller.
Well,
Councillors, I don't know.
Yeah. Had my hand raised first.
Yeah. Yes, Councillor Cassidy.
So anyway, my Mayor, thanks for not cutting off the discussion. I endorse Councillor Miller and Meacham's sentiment on this. The community meeting that we had was really fruitful. I got a lot out of it, and but I think a workshop, you know, allows people to let their hair down, and it's less formal than council meeting and so forth. All these, you know, rules of engagement and so forth. I think the workshop would be a lot more productive, I feel, and people would be able to speak exactly what's on their mind without, you know, the constraints of a council meeting and all the public question time, blah, blah, blah stuff. So, anyway, you stole my thunder. That was the direction that I wanted to go in.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. All right, Councillor Archer.
Yeah, I'd like to endorse what Robert really said. I think they've been very productive to have the workshops. I think they've been great. Each one that we've had has been terrific. The ones that I've certainly attended, and I've found them very productive. But I think annually is too often. I don't think it's necessary. And I think having formal council meetings isn't the best way to go. I think the workshop, as you suggested, is a better way to go, but not so frequent. It does take an enormous amount of time, and council resources are all going to be there if you're in a meeting. So we've got to have our... all our staff there. It was a very expensive commitment. Correct. My suggestion would be that we do continue to have workshops, but not so frequently, and that we don't support this proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Allwright?
So I'd endorse a workshop. I think that it would be simpler for council, but we've talked endlessly. It was originally David's idea, but we've talked endlessly about projecting our image into Hobart, but we've got to actually project our image around the
Any other councillors?
Yes, Cassidy.
Yeah, so Cassidy already spoke.
Okay, so back to Councillor Miller, write a reply.
Councillor Cassidy, that's the reason I didn't put a formal meeting. I just put meet once a year for the discussion we look at a formal meeting or whether we do a workshop. And that's why I just put a meeting.
Rightio. Any other? Okay.
No, that's
it. Now the debate's closed by Councillor Miller. And I will ask for a raise of hands if you are in favour of this recommendation. Please raise your hands. In favour is Councillor Allwright, Miller, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey and Hall. Against is Councillor Archer and myself. So obviously it's carried. Thank you. This one is a notice of motion from me. It'd probably be better if I hand the chair over to
you. I'll have to take the chair, won't I?
So I'm asking the Deputy Mayor to chair because I'd like to speak to my motion. You're seconded, Councillor. It's over to you now. I've moved it. And Councillor Meacham said. Over you, Councillor, all right.
So, will you speak to it, Mayor?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to it while I've got this on here. The reason for asking the DES manager, as you know, Graham, he's also a building inspector, for an estimated costing and a design of a complex building to house all emergency services on council-owned land at Yingon Great Lake. This follows some discussions that I was a part of at the Bushfest with the emergency services. They actually approached me. And the main concern was the current situation of the ambulance and the fire brigade. It's too small and they're too cramped, and both office space and vehicle space is far too small. And that's why we need to lobby, you know, for a complex specifically designed to house services, these emergency services, the space to provide opportunities to have joint training would be brilliant. And, you know, we've witnessed the bushfires of recent, and council need to strongly lobby the government to ensure that our emergency services have the resources and capabilities they need to keep the community safe. The Liberal government invested $3.2 million to Campbelltown Fire and Emergency Complex. So I think we need to start moving, start lobbying, all of us, and of course me as the spokesperson, and to get something done. So that's my piece. I'll go back to Councillor Allwright to keep chairing.
Councillor Meacham.
Yeah, just to endorse what the Mayor has covered, I think this is a good move. I note a couple of things. One is, if you have a look at the Land Information System Tasmania list, you'll see that there's ample land along that Jones Road frontage. Now, I have in the budget deliberations a proposal that of that same site as a possible site for a children's playground and picnic toilet stop picnic area. We have already, and this is a resolution 4 or 5 months ago, to create a separate title for the redevelopment of the existing site. Well, this could overtake that. Yeah. To my knowledge, nothing's been done. Yeah. So we could quite readily establish a separate title for this, multi-service facility, and still have room for the budget proposal I have for a children's playground and toilet stop there. If that's the site that's
there's been some discussion, but look, an ambulance Tasmania, they weren't talking.
And I was disappointed in that conversation that they hadn't spoken to ambulance. This is where they need to get their AAs into gear. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. it's what I was going to pick up. We had discussed this earlier, and it kind of went on the way line. We didn't do much.
I can't answer.
So no. I'm just thinking that we do lobby for this and lobby hard.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yes. Well, we discussed this recently in a workshop, and as I understand it right now, we're leaving it in the lap of our acting general manager, Stephen Mackey, to coordinate and facilitate communications between all three emergency services. Without their consent and agreement to cooperate and be housed in the same building, it's almost a moot point.
Exactly.
Councillor Archer.
I'd just like to endorse what Robert was saying. Really, I was involved for a long time in the ambulance service in Bothwell, and there was no discussion of the SES at a high level. They just, play petty politics and sort of stuff. Unless we get that firm commitment, I wouldn't support this proposal at all. There's no point in us building a white elephant. We need to actually get them on board through Stephen first. I endorse the actions that Stephen's taking on our behalf to get them together. If we do that, I'm supportive of this, but certainly not without getting them to commit to working together. It'll just be a waste of council funds.
Any more discussion, Mayor?
Write a reply. Yeah. Well, the write a reply, as I say, is the recommendation that we get that the acting general manager gets the DES manager to provide the estimated costing. This is the first step toward this, and that's what the recommendation is sitting there for. So, obviously, I support my own recommendation.
Are you sure?
Well, I'll put the motion then. Those in favour. Allwright, Miller, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall. And those against. Back to you, Mayor.
Thank you for that. Alrighty. 11.4, notice of a motion by Councillor Meacham that the following schedule of Council Committee meeting times and frequency be discussed and affirmed. Councillor Meacham is the mover. Second to place, Councillor Miller. Alrighty, Councillor Meacham, over to you.
Procedurally, GM Steve, I propose that the following discussion identifies what goes into that right-hand column. Then an amendment be put, and I withdraw the original. Does that sound kosher?
You could have put it up
as the emotion as opposed to this one, but whichever way you want to go.
I was really looking for input from fellow councillors in terms of the timing, and that's why I say about getting that right-hand column. I should have spoken to you about this yesterday, Steve. I'm sorry.
Yeah, look, the thing being is that we're going to have debate over what goes in that third column.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking then. Somebody puts it up as an amended motion and I withdraw the original and gets passed. Does that sound kosher?
Well, you can leave it as it is, and where you've got the as required or those meeting times, we can amend those.
And then is there any need to go through it, Councillor?
We've got 18 months left in our current term. I'd like to see some runs on the board, especially in relation to the ones that I'm most attached to, which is community development and the finance committee. I did propose that the original finance committee be now. Sorry, am I closing the debate by saying all this?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably am. Just a chance to get things done.
How is this? Debate's closed.
Debate's closed.
I'm sorry about that.
Didn't get a chance.
Yes.
Yeah, we accidentally closed the debate, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Well,
it's okay. Save time and words.
So we go back to what Councillor Miller, Meacham has moved and Councillor Miller has seconded, that the following schedule. So you had that all here.
Yeah.
The council committee, the reps, and the meeting schedule. So you would have read all that, okay? And now I will ask you to raise your hands in favour of that recommendation. Please raise your hand so I can record. Councillor, all right, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall, what are you? Councillor Hall, you raise your hand. Councillor Hall and Trivett, all in favour of, so that is carried.
Excuse me, Laura.
Yes.
Can I ask one question to our Acting General Manager, please?
It's not about this, the recommendation. No, that's closed now.
I'll have a talk to him later.
Yeah, no, that's closed now, sorry. 11, why have you got your hand up, Councillor Cassidy?
I want a second this one.
You're on the ball today. Very good. Okay, the notice of the motion by Councillor Meacham. Obviously moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Cassidy. Okay, that the council at its earliest convenience lobby the candidates for the upcoming federal election in line for the sealing of the Marlborough, that lobbying is to be paired with media releases to major Tasmanian newspaper, electronic media, including council's own Facebook. And as you know, I've been lobbying years of government since 2017 for this Marlborough, the sealing of the Marlborough, and it's ongoing. But we need to have some more lobbying, obviously, and very good idea to have it, media releases, etc. Alrighty, so it's open for discussion.
Yes, okay. Up to now, the responses that we've had so far have been very bureaucratic, and I kind of understand them. And the responses have been along the lines that the utility of the road doesn't justify, the number of traffic movements doesn't justify the sealing. That ignores the fact that the very state of the road discourages its use, number one. Number two, they're seeing it as a utility problem, not as an economic development issue. And that if we did manage to push, and this is the opportunity right now, to push this, because what's needed here is a political decision, not a bureaucratic one. And I use bureaucratic in the neutral sense. Look, a big shout out to Damien Vester, who's in attendance. Thank you so much for picking up on this. And that front page article in the New Norfolk News, fantastic.
Some would say it's already in the major Tasmanian newspaper.
Yes, well, that would be
very well done, yeah.
Thank you, Damien. Yeah. And it's... Look, it's about the welfare of people like Shane Hedger at the Bronte store. It's about the economic development of Maina, and ultimately about the economic development of Deloraine. if you look at the Spirit of Tasmania literature at the moment, it's saying that once the new vessel is in service, we're going to have a boost of 17,500 extra vehicles, RVs and caravans per year. If this road is sealed, we can rewrite the tourism map of Tasmania. And this is about not growing our slice of the pie, but growing the pie. So the opportunity is now. A commitment from either of the major parties or one of the minor parties could hopefully embarrass one of the major parties to come through with an endorsement. And I've repeatedly said in other forums that if Rebecca White or Susie Bauer went back to their party offices and said, look, you know, a $15 million commitment from us to be paired by the state government will get this done, good. Let's go for it.
And, just for your information, I have had numerous conversations with Brian Mitchell, federal government, because it is federal government,
yeah.
And I've spoken with Rebecca White recently about this, because she's obviously taking Brian's position. So, also with Kerry Vincent, but we are not getting very far with the state, so we need to continue on lobbying with the federal government. That's very important, I believe. Councillors, do you have any comments around the table?
Seconder.
Councillor Cassidy. Yes.
Well, I certainly recognise that it will save me 30 minutes driving from Bothwell to the west coast if I go across the Marlborough secondary road there. But I prefer not to abuse my vehicle, so I will go down Hollow Tree Road and up Lyle Highway where it's sealed all the way through. Now, I would imagine if I think that way, and many tourists and people that need to drive to the West Coast would probably do the same thing, go down Hollow Tree and up the Lyle Highway. But that said, and it being a state growth road, I really believe that we should focus on reinstating the Lake Highway A5, and the flow-on effects from that will extend eventually to the Marlborough Road. So I would be prioritizing reinstating the Lake Highway.
Thank you. Councillors, comments? Councillor Miller?
Not so long ago when they were doing the Bothwell Road, I had a tourist in a big motorhome say to me, is there a way of going over to Bothwell without going into Gravel Road? And I said, yes, but the Hollow Tree Road, oh no, it's gravel. And I said, no, I said, it's the first part's gravel because they're doing the road up. But most of it was gravel, was sealed. So they've seen the first little section that was gravel and refused to go on it. Now, if that's the case with that, and it wasn't bad, we've definitely got to do something with this Marble Road. And we push it hard.
Thank you.
Any other councillors?
Pushing it from an economic perspective is probably the only way we can really do that.
Any other councillors? Write a reply to Councillor Meacham.
No, thank you for the support of those around the table.
Alright, so now I'll put the recommendation forward. Moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Cassidy. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Ori, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Bailey, Hall and Triffitt against. You're against, Councillor Cassidy?
Yes, ma'am, for the stated reason, prioritising a Lake Highway reinstatement.
Thank you, Councillor Cassidy. Alrighty, that goes through. 8-1. Alrighty. Well, there's no planning outside.
I'm just wondering if you want to move Kat's items forward while that Kelly's here to talk. Do you want to speak to that item?
19.3.
Which is it, Kat?
The top tourism and town award entry, just as these ladies are. You've got that item? Are you having a sit through? Or would you?
Oh, if you could, thank you.
All right, just a moment, please.
Sorry for the interruption.
We'll move the agenda.
Item number?
19.3.
Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Hyam, move the agenda and second by Councillor Cassidy. All righty. So move the agenda, Councillor Honour, second Councillor Cassidy. Agenda, just getting the paperwork done. Okay, it's 19.3 and it's the Top Tourism Town Award entry for Bothwell. The recommendation is that Council approve the allocation of up to $1,000 from the Community and Economic Development budget for a short professional tourism video, plus entry fee payment for entering Bothwell in the Tourism Industry Council's Tasmania Top Tourism Award. We've got Carly Lyons from Rathmore, who's raised with Council nominating Bothwell in the Tourism Top Tourism Award. It is proposed that the nomination would be submitted by Council, along with support and collaboration from the tourism operators.
Do we have a mover and seconder in this motion?
Yeah, I'm just finishing. Destination Southern Tas, Tourism Industry of Tasmania, and Bothwell would be entered in the Tidy Tourism Town Awards. So, do I have a mover? Councillor Honour. I'm not sure who was the second. Councillor Cassidy?
Councillor Cassidy.
All righty. Okie dokie. Kayleigh, were you expecting to speak to this? No?
No, well, I've sent him the details of the nomination. I've made the preliminary nomination because it closed a couple of weeks ago, but it's up to Council now to go ahead with it or not.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, so it was moved by Councillor Honour. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Second by Councillor Cassidy. Any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
Well, Callie's pretty darn passionate and a pretty passionate speaker, and I was really hoping that you were going to speak to it. Do you mind, Madam Mayor?
No, that is fine.
I think she'd be speak better than I would about it.
Yes, I'm happy to elaborate. I did forward some details to the General Manager and I've been talking to Kat. The list of regulations is 3 or 4 pages that I've distilled, and we needed to nominate it a couple of weeks ago and that was closing, so I spoke to the person responsible and she said I could nominate it, but then Council need to take it over. It needs to be through the town. So I've also lined up all the ducks in a row, I think, of organising who can edit some existing videos and photographs and do some editorial with a few of us to advise. There are quite strict guidelines, but I think that the benefit of nominating at least is huge. If one wins, there's great prizes, a lot of promotion. Mm. People have to vote for it statewide and then eventually nationally if you're into that. So the promotion is huge, and it just showcases the town, tells people what it's about. They can see the video that we do and the photos and bring it to their attention. And particularly with the spirit, as we've talked about, there will be a lot more people coming down, and since the sealing of the road, we know a lot of people do come down. I've been operating for about 8 years down the Hollow Tree Road, and I get people every week coming down, and they just love this area, but they don't know about it. It's very much under the radar, so I think we need to push and showcase our town, and I just think it's a great opportunity. And there's not a huge amount of work if we use some existing footage and we use photos and
we need to work in with a couple of established operators like myself and Ratho Farm. It needs to be people that have a GRI, which is a review profile, through TICT. That's a little bit technical, but we have the two people. So it has to be something that can be bookable online. And so I've ticked all those boxes. So any questions I'm happy to answer, but I think it's not a huge amount of work for a small amount of investment of around $1,000, hopefully. I've got three different editors that would work with us, so it's up to council to talk to them and just fine-tune it.
And Kat's working with you?
Yes.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Carly. Councillors, any comments? Councillor
Yes, I'm very supportive of this application, and my feeling is that even if it doesn't succeed, actually putting it forward in the arena is a great step forward in itself. Mm. The other thing I've noticed, I don't think the website reflects this, but we resolved a long time ago to raise the upper limit on community grants to $2,000. It tends to happen anyway, but just building a public awareness that upper limit has been raised. I wish you all the best for the process. Thank you.
Okie dokie. So it was moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Miller, would you like to
speak? Yes, I support it wholeheartedly. We won't say if, but we'll say when we win it. I think also it would help with the outlying areas, going up into the Great Lakes, coming over to Bothwell and up through, going over to Hamilton and up further. So it'll benefit a lot of the area as well, not just Bothwell.
Councillor, we've talked at length about projecting our image, and it's not just Bothwell, it's the Central Islands. And I noticed on the Spirit grant that communication regarding that completely left off Central Islands. It's Arthur Highway, Huon Highway. Nothing on the Lyle Highway or up the Lake Highway here. We've got to work hard to project our image, and that's part of it.
To go on to the Spirit is very expensive.
Sorry?
Aspirations on the Spirit are very expensive.
Yeah.
And you don't have one that's up to date.
Yeah, there's a grant process around the Spirit preparedness thing, and the commentary around that was just disgraceful compared, in relation to the Central Highlands.
So any other comments, councillors, before I put the recommendation forward? All right, back to the mover, who was Councillor Honour. Do you have a right of reply?
No, I've got nothing to say, just well done and good luck.
To you.
All right, so now I put the recommendation forward, moved by Councillor Honour, seconded by Councillor Cassidy. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. I will record. Those in favour, Councillor Allwright, Miller, pardon me, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself. Thank you, that is carried. And Carly, have you thought about having something at Bushfest as well to promote? That'd be worth a thought perhaps.
Yes. Last year we had a wedding. That one weekend just isn't always easy.
No.
And I think this weekend actually we have another wedding.
Oh, no.
This year, I should say.
Okay.
Yes, so, yes, it's not good. I'm not wanting to, but it's just sometimes other commitments.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Rightio.
Need to move back to 12.
Back
to 12. I need someone to move back the agenda. Ooh, lots of hands. I'll go with Councillor Miller. Move, Councillor Honour seconds. Back to the agenda.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
So
we go back. Happy Easter. Gosh, I've lost the show.
12.
We went back to number 12, which is nil. Number 13 was the ordinary council meeting resumed. Not required. 14 was the monthly mayoral and elected members' activity. Mover, please. Councillor Allwright. Councillor Honour. The council notes the mayoral and elected members' activities. Councillors. Councillor Mead.
Oh, look, can I, am I moving this or just commenting?
It's been moved by Councillor Allwright, second by
Councillor. Oh, okay. So that's all fine, except I didn't go to the tourism one at Rafa, 1st of April. I did go to the workshop, but that's Katrina, and then maybe should, although you got my communication too late, but 2nd and 3rd of April, the LECAT conference in Hobart.
Rightio. Councillor Meacham.
Apologies to Katrina, I should have looked at my diary more closely. Of course I was at the Maina meeting. Can you add that to the record, please?
Anyone else?
Was that the 1st of... Yes, sorry, Katrina, I was at the... went up to the Maina one too.
So please... That was,
oh no, you've got community workshop.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, yes, you're right.
Yeah, you've got them all down.
Yeah, they're there.
Yep. So please have your commitments in to Katrina. What is it, Katrina, a week before or so many days before?
Tuesdays.
Yeah. I normally like it the Monday before the agenda closes.
The Monday before the agenda closes is the best way to go. Thank you. Now,
I think we're just reading here. You were an apology at Pine, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're actually down as being there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
In spirit.
It's very clumsy, Katrina, for the and this airport.
Yeah, we need to be
council's fault here. Katrina does the best. Trying to remember.
Sorry if I can speak. I think going forward, if councillors don't submit their movements, then I won't include it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Okie dokie. So the mover was Councillor Allwright, second to Councillor Honour. Councillor Honour, did you have any comments?
No.
Councillors, any more comments? No? Back to you for Roger reply, Councillor Allwright.
Oh, I've already had that.
Oh, goody.
Second reply, so I thought you were going to put it.
Alrighty, so those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands so I can see your hands. Councillor Allwright.
Councillor Archer, is that a hand up? What I'm voting on. Just the what I'm voting on. Activities. Councillor Archer. Councillor Honour. Meacham. Cassidy. Bailey. Hall. And myself. That is carried. Easy peasy. Okie dokie. Oh, this is a special one. Mayoral announcement. I don't know why he endorsed it.
Okie dokie. Well, on Saturday the 12th of April, I was invited to participate in St James the Lesser Austerly celebration, receiving the key to St James the Lesser, and here we go, I brought it to show everyone, and a present from St James Church to go in our offices, which is quite nice, and there is the key that was presented. Rightio. We might get some photos of that after Damien if you haven't already got some. And this one is the Central Highlands Council. Oops. It's a thank you, and it says to Central Highlands Council and Community, thank you. So they're all to have a look at. This photo is a print of Ashton Jones's family sketch, 1893. So it's quite interesting if you'd like to have a look during the break. There was over 100 people attended on Saturday. Many enjoyed the family picnic together. Ron Sonners and Scott Ashton Jones praised council for all we've done and all credit to council employees for the work to the whole area. That the cemetery and the lawns and everything looked absolutely immaculate. Justine organised the ceremony, and all credit to her, in which the way the event was organised. And thank you to Councillor Honour, Bailey and Hall for attending. That was well accepted. And to our Acting General Manager, Stephen, who was there as well. Thank you, Stephen. It was a most enjoyable day. It really was. The other thing that I'd like to mention in my announcements is the Gretna Cricket Club on the 12th. There was a presentation night. I was invited to attend and present. Following conversations with the Acting General Manager prior to that, I was able to provide information to the Gretna Cricket Club, and that was that currently there's $350,000 in council's budget for work on the club room. However, if council commence that work, it would prevent council for applying for grants because the work had commenced. So I hope that's clear. It sounds a bit, it was a bit confusing, so I had to try to explain that to the cricket club, because the money's there, but we can't commence the work. And perhaps I could hand over to Steve, and he might be able to elaborate on that information a little bit more, Steve, or have I said it correctly?
Yeah, basically, yes. If we've got a certificate for commencement on that site, which we would have had that day, except I pulled the pin and therefore we didn't get that. If we had that, we couldn't apply for any grants.
Mm.
Now, we applied for a grant and we weren't successful, was it a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's another one out at the moment, and we're looking at the first priority is Gretna, the second is for the lights for the Bothwell rec ground, and Martin Farley is helping Kat in regards to putting that those applications together. Hopefully we'll be a bit more successful this time round.
Okay. Any other question? Oh, and the letter from Liz Lang that you've got, you all had copies of. Sorry it was late, but I didn't actually receive the letter until the 24th of March. So somewhere along the line, I noticed the date on the letter was, what was that, the 14th? But I didn't presume to the 24th, so I sent them through to council when I could. Yes, Councillor Major.
I'd like to move two motions in relation to the matters raised by Liz Lang. I'd start by saying neither of these have any budgetary implications, so my hope is that they'll be non-problematic. The first note of the motion is that in response to the growing incidence of invasive weed species on the Central Plateau, Council number one, with the assistance of the Durham Catchment Project or Whispering Landscapes, initiate further action for weed control in public areas on the Central Plateau. Number two, with reference to the Durham Catchment Project funded program for weed control on private lands, Council send out advice in relation to weed control on private lands with the rates notice. So that's the first motion, and I'm happy when it comes to endorsement or a vote, I'm happy to read that all out again. Number two relates to the state growth method.
Just a moment,
yes, correct. You one at the top, one at a time. Okay. So that makes
sense.
So
do we have a seconder?
A seconder for that one?
Councillor Cassidy, second.
Yep. Okay. Look, that's pretty much stands as it is. Let me see. I'm not sure. The problem around the Central Plateau is that a lot of the public land belongs to either Hydro or NRE. Very little of it actually to council itself. So it's a matter of prodding those two organisations. We have strong connections with the Durham Catchment Project, but I know that some of those government departments have employed Whispering Landscapes as the contractor. But with the assistance of either, we push for upping it, because broom in particular is a massive hazard. The second part, and the second part of that motion, is that working with the Durham Catchment Project, I got $8,500 for the establishment of a community managed weed control program of private lands. It would be good to get out notification of that via rates notices or Highland Digest articles once the program's up in place. I've yet to follow through with Josie Kilman on getting that actuated. Thank you.
I've got some councillors waiting, Councillor Orr and Cassidy. Councillor Cassidy, you were seconder, weren't you?
For David's motions there, I did second them. I was going to address her a third motion there.
Can we go with this one first? Because I've got Councillor Orr and Honour wishing to speak.
Entirely budgetary. Dylan Catchman, do some project work for Central Highlands on their land. Dylan Catchman has got a big broom program at Taralea, but like that's funded by Hydro, so it's a matter of getting Dylan Catchman or even Cathy to work with, like getting a joint funding program. And we've got to put some money in our budget, some extra money maybe. It's just a budgetary problem.
I think by making people aware that it is their responsibility to remove these things off their land. Instead of just coming up there and going fishing and not doing nothing to maintain.
It's also the responsibility of council to remove them off our land too.
So it was moved by Councillor Jim, second by Councillor Cassidy. Any other councillors to speak?
Can I have another speaker, Mayor?
Councillor,
I'm just wondering, Mayor, if it's not worth engaging with this NRE. I know they've got they do significant releases. Things like gorse control, biological controls, and they don't cost us anything. And then for a simple request that they investigate if it couldn't be extended into that area. It might be too cold for them, I don't know, but we found that the gorse spread on our own farms has significantly been reduced since we've been releasing the biological controls. It doesn't kill them, but it makes them pretty sick. Might be a good first step, but no real cash cost.
Okay, any other councillors wish to speak? Alright, I'll go back to Councillor Meacham for a right of reply.
Thank you, Councillor Archer. That reminds me there is a biological control for ragwort too, and we can be prompting them on that. I'd just add the point that community managed program allows for free chemical and protective gear supply to private landholders. So, and that's a decently funded project that I need to kickstart along with Joseph Gilman. Thanks.
Alrighty, so debate is closed. Please raise your hand in favour of the recommendation. I record. In favour is Councillor Orright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Honour and myself.
Councillor Hall as well.
Oh, didn't I say you, Councillor Hall?
No.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry. No. Okay, that is carried.
A second motion that I presaged earlier.
Second motion, Councillor Meacham moved. Who's second? Councillor Cassidy? Yep.
You haven't heard it yet.
Off you go, Councillor Meacham.
If you can. Actually, you can look on, Robert. That council requests the state of now this is in relation to the letter from Liz Lang, that council requests that the Department of State Growth act in response to the following issues. Number one, reduce the present speed limit on Highland Lakes Road through Myena from 80 kilometres per hour to 50 kilometres per hour. Number two, that the left-hand signage, and this is a grave problem, left-hand signage at the T intersection of Marlborough Road with the Highland Lakes Road northbound be repositioned to enable safe viewing to the left/north. And number three, that the Department of State Growth instigate regular sweeping of the gravel spread from the intersection of unsealed council roads that impact upon Highland Lakes Road. In support of that, the background details, I can speak to that when I speak to the motion. I'll speak to the supporting background details when I speak to the motion.
Can I just ask something, Councillor? Honour, at the shack owners' meeting, was this brought up or not? The speed limits and things were brought up, were they?
Speed limits were our community
meetings. Speed limits were, but not to that degree.
No. Okay, I'm with you. I just rang a bell, that's all. Back to councillors. It was the recommendation was moved by Councillor Meacham. The seconder is Councillor Cassidy to speak.
I don't have anything to add.
If I have the opportunity for the supporting comments.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak?
No, I'm not closing the discussion. I've only put the motion, right? Now I can speak to the motion.
Does anyone else wish to speak to the motion? Just to be clarified. Okay, no, you can close it.
Okay. Council has managed speed reduction with a number of its lowland towns. This proposal by Liz Lang, if accepted, will greatly improve the safety and amenity of the Highland Lakes Road through Maina. The issue with the signage at the intersection of Marlborough Road and Highland Lakes Road is a long-standing issue. State growth can readily relocate the signage to enable viewing to the left on the northbound approach. This is very urgent. And in common with a number of local roads, the high accident rate at the Waharaja intersection of the Watermanna Road with the Highland Lakes Road is attributable to the spread of gravel from the Watermanna Road. Okay, again, I state this doesn't have budgetary implications for us.
So, thank you. I put the recommendation forward. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Okay, Councillor Ori, Miller, Archer, Meacham, Cassidy, Honour. All righty?
Yeah, not me.
Okay, just
Hall.
Hall.
Who got the word?
Hall.
What's it?
Those against, please raise your hands. Councillor Honour. Okay, so that's 8-1. Very good. Okay, 15 is operational matters. 15.1 is health and wellbeing. That the health and wellbeing report be received. A mover, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Miller. Those for the recommendation in favour of, please raise your hands. Councillor Ora is out of the room. In favour of is Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall, and myself.
And all right, so then.
No, you can't do that. You cannot. Councillor Ora is out of the room.
She wouldn't have not wanted to say that.
Those against? Is there any against? Councillor Archer, you haven't.
All we are voting on is receiving reports.
Yes.
Right, and I'm in favour.
You are in favour? All right. So that's everyone is in favour here in the room except for Councillor. All right, who was out? So that has gone through.
Boy.
Oh, I voted.
Too late.
Too late. Done.
Sorry, voted. That's what
No, it was another item.
It was
the room
report.
Sorry,
The health and wellbeing.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Now, with the ANZAC, where's Kat? Kat, would you like to come forward? We just want clarification of who's doing what with the ANZAC services, and I will go through them, and Kat and I will document who's going where. Mm-hmm. Now, better have a mover to open it, who is Councillor Miller, and Councillor Hall is seconded. And we'll go through Arthurs Lakes elected reps for the Arthurs Lakes eventually. Councillor Honour, with her hand up. Are there any other councillors that wish to go to Arthurs Lakes with Councillor Honour?
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I just, as we're going, I just want to clarify just verbally about the reef and how the reef is getting there as well.
So do you want to do that now before we go further?
Maybe as we go through, because we'll identify, just like double check the elected reps, and I'll just say I'll have the reef here the day before. Is that correct to pick up?
That's correct, yes. I'm going to do the mail and I'll pick up.
All right. Bronte Park, there is a 6 a.m. service, a representative to be determined. There's a reef, $200 contribution to the post-event community barbecue. Councillors, put your hand up if you are interested in being the representative for Bronte Park. Please raise your hand. Councillor Meacham, anyone else? Councillor Meacham is the rep.
So, in that instance, I think I'll probably just do as I did last year and I'll drop it to Shane the day before.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, and the body corporate is sort of taking control of the organising this year,
sure.
So I'll just let them know that you're attending, so
that's fine.
And that'll be there, because otherwise I'll be, I don't know how else I'd get it to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thanks, Kate.
Fenton Berry is 6 a.m. usually. Councillor Allride, are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll go.
Councillor Allride, elected reps, printing a wreath. Would you like to fill Councillor Allride in about the wreath? And
we've already talked, haven't we?
I think last year so I took it down from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do this
year?
Yeah,
well,
unless
you've made independent arrangements with Stefan or something.
I can drop it to Stefan. Because I could drop it off on the way home.
Just tell me what you do before that
ends. Yep, all right.
And,
I might try and make that arrangement.
Yeah.
Gretna, 6 o'clock on the MC. Elected reps that are interested, Councillor Miller and Councillor Hall. Alrighty. And the catering at Gretna, I suppose you've got that organised.
That's all organised.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I'll just have them there. And just to clarify, we've just got one Councillor laying wreaths, and that was yourself, wasn't it, Councillor
Hall? Councillor Hall.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the other wreath? Were we going to put one for Britain as well or not? I'll just leave it.
Oh, you were talking about the animal one?
Yeah, just a small one. That was
how did Councillor feel about Councillor Miller putting a small wreath for the animals that were in the war, you know, the horses and dogs and
horse.
That's a good one. Sounds fine.
Very sensitive.
Alrighty, so Councillor Miller, you'll be responsible for laying that wreath. Councillor.
Well, they'll be there in the morning.
Councillor Bailey, are you attending Gretna, or probably you're not sure?
What was that now?
Are you attending 6 o'clock at Gretna or not sure?
No, I'm not going to Gretna.
I've taken Councillor Bailey's
you
place.
You would like to take Councillor Bailey's place, right? Down.
I'll have the wreath there for you.
That's all wrap up, it's cold.
Okay, the 9 o'clock at Great Lake Community Centre. Elected, you'd like to do that, Councillor Meacham? Any other councillors wish to participate? Councillor Meacham?
In terms of the wreath there, so I'll be coming through Maina. Mm-hmm. Where would you like me to?
I'll post you my.
I'll drop it to you on the 24th afternoon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bothwell, I do the 11 a.m. And any other councillors? Councillor Honour, I've already put you in a reading. Councillor Cassidy, are you interested?
Yes.
To take part or just attend? What do you want? Some sort of participation?
I'll just attend, man. I don't have any intention.
Councillor Hall.
I'll be attending, Mayor.
Attending. Okie dokie.
I'll be attending too, Mayor. I've been playing for 20 years.
Archer. Attending. Very good. Hamilton Memorial Cenotaph is Councillor Allwright's the MC, correct?
So we'll do the same. We've already talked about that. And Tony helps as well.
So we'll have Councillor Miller and Councillor Bailey. Has Councillor Miller and Bailey got a role to play as far as the wreaths go?
I've got a block last year.
I've selected a topic which is animals at war. So I've got a poem for that to read, plus lay the wreath for the animals at war.
Is there a part for Councillor Bailey who needs to do something?
Councillor Bailey's laying the regular wreath on behalf of council, and then Councillor Miller's laying the one for the animals.
So Councillor Bailey's the council wreath, Councillor Miller's the animal wreath. Alrighty.
Sorry, can I just go back to the bottle one?
On the MC.
Yeah, I just had Jo mention earlier that she didn't have Julie Honor down for a reading, so I'm not quite sure what that reading is.
Councillor Honor was going to read out the reads when the role that Andy was sent.
Right, yeah,
hey.
I might just need to clarify that with John.
Oh, I thought you knew that. Okay, so that's the late Andy Besant's role from Councillor Honor. Alrighty.
We shouldn't know, Mary. Did you say late?
Yes.
Did you not know?
No, I didn't know.
I'm very sorry. Andy Besant.
To me. He's a friend.
He passed away some time ago. Jesus, how long ago do you know, Katrina? Over 6 months ago. It was very sudden, and a lot of people didn't seem to know.
But that was how Karen wanted it.
Okay. So, yes. Any other comments, Bonanza Day, or is everyone happy and familiar with their roles?
Just one thing. The CWA women have got
poppies.
The poppies, and we've even got poppies for Hamilton.
Very good.
If I could finish saying them together.
All right.
My daddy will have poppies. So is there anyone else that wants poppies? I'll try and get some.
If you have any extra, we'll take them to Gretna.
Yeah, well, we would like them back, so it saves us having to do another lot for next year.
Are they the crochet ones? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they've got a little pin, so little pins on the back. So, yeah, if you... I'll
leave that.
There are some for Gretna.
Yes.
Bothball. There will be for Hamilton now. I'm not sure if there's someone else. I can't think of who it is. But anyway, we've got the poppies.
So is everyone happy and familiar with Anzac Day arrangements, organisers? Yep. All right. Thank you for that, Kat.
Put the mic.
Just a minute.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if you want to mention with Jo, but Jo seems to be confused with what...
I'll have to talk to Joe in a minute. So the recommendation of council accept the Anzac Day 2025 arrangements report. It was moved by Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Hall. Where did we get to on that? It's back to write a reply from Councillor Miller, I think.
Everything seems to be... I was just going to talk... The only other thing I was going to mention, and we mentioned at the CWA, was that... Really, although we do the poppies, and we've done it for years, they're really for Remembrance Day. So we're looking at next year if we could do the sprigs of...
Yeah.
And leave the poppies for Remembrance Day.
Probably a good idea. Yeah. All right. So now I will put the recommendation forward, and those in favour, please raise your hands. Okay, those... In favour of the recommendation, Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself. Thank you. Sports representation donation request. A mover, please. Councillor Honour. And a seconder, Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour. Councillor Cassidy's the seconder. Councillor Honour, would you like to speak to it?
I think it's very worthwhile.
Yes. Councillor Cassidy?
Nothing there, no.
Councillor Laws? write a reply, Councillor Honour?
No.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Meacham, Honour, Archer, Miller, Allwright and myself. 15.4, sports representation donation request. Councillor Honour. Oops. Councillor Bailey. Councillor Honour, any comment?
No, another worthwhile donation.
Councillor Bailey.
No, but I go along with Julie, it's very worthwhile. Thanks.
Councillors?
Favour? No, that's it.
Righty reply, Councillor Honour.
No.
Please raise your hand in favour. Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Meacham, Honour, Archer, Miller and Allwright and myself, carried. 15.5, donations request, Immune Deficiency Foundation of Australia. Mover, please. Councillor Honour, Allwright. Councillor Honour, would you like to speak to it?
Just a very worthwhile project.
Thank you. Councillor Allwright, a seconder.
$280, I was wondering why that's an odd sort of figure, isn't it? You'd think it'd be $300, wouldn't it?
It's a ticket.
It's a ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, that's a ticket.
We've done it before.
More discussion there. Do we have anyone in the Central Highlands that we're actually sponsoring here, or is it just a wish list?
I guess that's information that we're not able to discuss.
I'm asking a question.
You're probably asking for a number, well, I don't know.
Can I speak? I've actually asked that question because I thought the same thing, knowing that we've sponsored them for several years, and we're one of the councils that's continued to sponsor them over a long period of time, and so they're very thankful. But I did ask the question around how do we actually make sure that our people, because it's sort of a two-step process. They both sponsor free tickets for people with disabilities, like children with disabilities, and then the profits then go to that cause as well. So it's sort of a double giving. I don't know how, like, but I'll try and get a reply to you around how do we actually make sure some of our young people get to go to this show.
Thank you.
We're going away from Hobart, that's right, and it is Hobart centric.
Yeah, thanks, Kat. Any other comments from councillors?
No.
Alrighty. Right of reply to Councillor Honour?
No.
Okay, I'll get you to raise your hands, those in favour of the recommendation. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself, so it's obviously carried as well. 15.6, it's pretty straightforward. It's to do with the Common Seal authorising the signing of the deed of variation for Central Highlands Council, the Hatch. Recommendation moved by Councillor Allwright, second by Councillor Honour. Councillor Allwright, do you have a comment on this?
Do a good job, but very clearly that one of the discussion points at the Legat General Meeting was the Deputy Director of Health has clear economic benefits in this sort of programs that Hatch do around support.
Councillor Honour, seconder?
No.
Councillor?
I'm just like for some clarification, Mayor, so really we're just kicking it down the road for another year, is that what this means?
Basically.
Right.
Another 6 months.
Six months.
Thank you.
Councillor Major?
To convene Hatch's work, not just in terms of physical health and mental health maintenance, but also community cohesion down in that area. They do admirable work and commend it.
They do, they're an excellent team.
I know that the op shop that they've got, or it's actually a swap shop, it gets a lot of people in and out. It gets a lot of tourists in, especially when it comes to this time of year when they're bringing down their thongs and their shorts and all of a sudden it snows. They do get a lot of tourists come in and they get some donations from them. So, yes, and that money then goes back towards the community. So, yes, they do a very good job.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Okay, right, I reply, Councillor
Ora. No, fine, thanks.
Right, I'll put the recommendation forward. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Leacham, Honour, Archer, Miller and Ora, and myself. Carried. Councillor Cassidy.
I'd like to remove 15.7.
And Councillor Honour, your hand up.
Yep. I'll second it.
Councillor Cassidy, would you like to speak?
Yes. It's a very close and personal issue for me. Someone very close to me has had endometriosis, caused infertility, lost a tube, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's just really a tragic, and it's underdiagnosed in the country. And so I fully support it.
Thank you.
I think we should be giving more personal.
Would that, if you needed to give more, would that mean an amendment, wouldn't it?
It would.
It would mean an amendment if you want to change the amount.
Can I amend?
I'm asking Councillor Cassidy as a mover if he would.
$500? Can we do $500?
Yeah, but the thing is, it needs to be an amendment because you've already spoken to the motion, so we need
that's
amendment.
Fine.
So we need a mover for the amendment?
Yep.
Which would be Councillor Miller for $500.
I'll second the amendment.
$500.
Yep. And Councillor Ora will second the amendment.
And if we can give $500 to, am I allowed to
speak? As the mover, yes.
Yes. If we can give $500 to a boy to go to an athletics, I think we can give $500 for this.
I thought we were just moving on. We're working on 15.7.
We are. Correct.
It's a bin and a movement for $500. The amount's changed, Councillor Cassidy. And it was moved by Councillor Miller and Councillor Allwright to be an amendment for $500. Councillor Allwright is the seconder.
No, in this day and age, $300 is a big money.
Councillor Laws, any comments? Councillor
Meek? I'm very endorsing of this, and in my wider family, it's certainly an issue. I see it as an issue, and it's a life wrecking issue for a lot of couples. So, very endorsing.
Very good. Any other councillors? Right of reply back to Councillor Miller.
No, that's on fine
now. I will now ask for a raise of hands in favour of
the amendment.
Righty, Councillor. All right, Miller, Archer, Honour, Cassidy, Meacham, Bailey, Honour, Hall, and myself. We've got you in two places, Councillor Honour. Clever.
Okay, the amendment now becomes the motion. Those in favour of the motion?
Yes.
Those in favour of that motion, raise your hands. I'll have to record again. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself. Carrie, thanks. Got that one. 16, operational matters. 16.1, works and services report.
I'll move that, Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bailey. Second by Councillor Hall. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Bailey?
Not really. There's not much you can speak about. It's just on the year, but they're reasonably good. They're doing a good job.
Yep, Councillor Archer.
Mayor, I've had some representation in regard to Rotherwood Road and its poor state of repair. And as most councils would be aware, that the roading each side of it's all handled by Southern Midlands. And so this little piece in the middle seems to be getting missed when there's regular works done by Southern Midlands. I'm wondering if it's not like the road up near Myena, where we perhaps, you know, we're getting snow ploughing done by someone else. Perhaps we should be talking to Southern Midlands and we might go and do a few kilometres of roading for them where it's more convenient, and get them to handle this one. I understand that the Southern Midlands roading is done regularly. Good, because it's a nice loop. For us, it's out of the way, it's isolated. Had 18 mils of rain there apparently in the last few days, and so the amount of water that needed to be carted to do an upgrade, it's in very poor repair according to the lobbying. I'm just wondering if there's either can we fit into our schedule, and obviously, you know, it's an isolated road off by itself. Perhaps if we take a different approach, it might be worth having a discussion with another council that they do it as they do other works for us or not. You know, and there might be a road of theirs that they'd like us to attend to, for instance, or perhaps we'd even pay them to do it, but I'd much prefer to do some contract so it doesn't affect our budget and doesn't affect theirs, but it might just be a sensible way of getting those ratepayers the services that they are entitled to.
Could I ask your advice on any comments that, and I'll get back to Councillor Cassidy.
Look, the thing being is we'll take it up with Southern Midlands, see what their thoughts are. They can either say yes or then say no. So,
thanks very much.
Councillor Hall, you were the second. Did you wish to say something?
Just to top off the phenomenal job that the workers done at Osley Church. It was a picture. So,
and while I remember that, before I go any further, it was brought to my attention and shown at Osley, there's a tree growing. It looks to be a little grave that's been, and there's a tree growing up through it, and could we get council to remove that tree, because it's also going to spread the branch, not branches, the roots into the other graves. So could I leave that with you, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Councillor Miller.
This past week I've had the opportunity to go down through the 1000 Acre Lane. They're doing an excellent job with there, but I do notice that first little bit is highly corrugated. Doesn't matter where you go, could we ask Steve Jason, or if the guys there could just run the grader over it. And I want to thank Jason. He rang me on Monday to ask me about painting their doors at the Hall of Industry. Thank you, Steve, for doing that too. So they're going to be painted so that they'll be protected against the weather over the winter.
And we're very lucky we've got such a great workforce. They're dedicated to their work, and that's so important for all. So we had the Works and Services moved by the Councillor.
Madam Mayor, you overlooked my hand in deference to the Miller. I would like to ask Stephen if it's possible that we could also include reports on road maintenance performed by state growth on the roads that pass through the Central Highlands, because as you all know, they fixed that rough patch there on the Highland Lakes Road above Lower Marshes, and since Damien had published all of that information in there about Marlborough Road, I understand that they've also graded that. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I've been told. I don't know if others can confirm that for me.
I can confirm it's been completely graded, sheeted, and now they're on the repotholing side of it.
Thank you. So, Stephen, is it possible that you might be able to ask State Growth anytime they're doing any works to let you know so we can include that in our Works and Services report as well?
We could ask them whether they bother to provide it to another issue.
Yeah.
Councillor
Honor? I can get the information from the Works Manager of Stornoway.
God bless you.
So where's my niece?
Well, there you go, that solves that problem. Yeah. Thank you, Julie.
No, Julie.
Rightio, any other comments, councillors? So it was moved by Councillor Bailey, second by Councillor Hall. Right of reply, Councillor Bailey.
I'm not me.
Okay. So therefore, I shall put the recommendation up. Those in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands, please. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself. Seven is the operational matters. 7.1 is the monthly finance. I think Zeeshan is doing a wonderful job. He should be congratulated on what he's doing. I mean, he's really dedicated. Is that 150 pages here today? Councillor
Allwright. So, are we moving this?
Or yes.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Councillor Allwright and Councillor Miller second. Councillor Allwright, as a mover, do you have any comments?
If we can just redo, which I've talked to Steve and see about this at the order panel yesterday, if we can redo the way we report our sort of our cash we've got. Some are in grants and some of it is our own cash that's just in there, but we've got to report our grants that we're holding in advance as a separate line item. And
to separate them, you mean, item on
separate line item, where it's got investments, you know, cash at bank, bank one, bank two, blah, 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 bank six, bank five, but some are grants and some are our own money. But that'd be easier for councillors to follow.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain percentage of this grant money we've got in advance and other percentage is money of our own, which we've had for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you take that on board,
councillor? That's in hand. I'm just saying it for the benefit of the councillors.
Yeah.
Yes, we should all be on board. Councillor Miller as a seconder.
No.
Councillor Hawes, comments? No comments? Right of reply, Councillor Allwright?
So, I like the way Z, you were at the water panel yesterday, but in the past, sometimes we put some commentary in, and I think that's useful as well.
Yeah,
I think he's doing
it. You know, it gives him an indication of, or gives councillors an indication of where he's thinking, whether, you know, something's a bit extraordinary, extra cost, or something like that.
No, that is
and
very
it
good.
Draws the councillor's attention to that.
Okie dokie. Alrighty, so I put the recommendation. Those in favour, please raise your hand. Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Meacham, Honour, Archer, Miller, Allwright, and myself. Thank you. Derwent Catchment Report 18 is the operational matters. Derwent Catchment Report is 18.1. Mover, please. Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Cassidy, any comments? Councillor Honour?
Another well written report.
Very good. Councillor Cassidy?
Nope.
Councillor Orr, Councillor Archer?
I notice we've gone well over our budget for the Australia Day. What happened there?
We're out of that item.
Any other comments, councillors? Councillor Miller?
Yes, I was talking to Kathy?
I'm not even
talking. Is it Karen?
Yeah. At the nursery.
Yeah.
Karen.
There's too many K's in there. I was talking to her about how the nursery's going, and she's looking at see if she can get some. I know she's got a lot of trees and bushes, but she's also looking at getting some native flowers like the paper daisies and some of the native, which would go down well. But I think we need to advertise the Hamilton Nursery a lot more than what it is, because you speak to people that have come into the area, probably not so much in Hamilton, but they don't know we've got a nursery. Mm-hmm. And nurseries, if you can get plants from the from where in the area that you are in, they'll tend to survive better than if you can get them, if you get them outside the area.
Yeah.
And she knows what's, you know, what's good. So I've said my piece. Don't look at me like that.
Perhaps that could be in our residence kit as well, just some information.
Yeah.
Councillor Cassidy, I've asked you, did I, as seconder?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Any other councillors? Back to write a reply to Councillor Honour?
Yep.
Alrighty, so those in favour, please.
Oh, actually, sorry. Missed my window, have I?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of. The right of reply has gone through to Councillor Honour, so I can't really backtrack.
Yep, thank you.
Alrighty, so raise your hands in favour of the recommendation. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall and myself. Okie dokie. Yeah, Durham Catchment are doing a wonderful job, I think.
In regard to 19, Mayor, I'd like some discussion around that.
Operational matters, then, 19.1,
you give two chance.
Move.
So you're moving the...
Yes, yeah.
Councillor,
I didn't realise we actually needed to move it. I thought for noting that we have to move it. Yes, I'm happy to move it.
You're happy to move it, and seconded by Councillor Cassidy. So, Councillor Archer, as a mover, would you like to speak to us?
I would, Mayor. I'm just suggesting that we need to update this list perhaps a little more regularly. I noticed that item 5.2, support the implementation of the Southern Highlands Irrigation Scheme, has been achieved. Well done, everyone. That's behind us.
Yes.
But there are now two more schemes being mooted. And I think that just basically we need a generic rather than that specific noting there that we support irrigation schemes.
So where are we called? Where are we?
Operational
matters.
I'll ask Katrina to
speak. Oh,
those items that are in the shaded section after the items have actually come out of the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
So during the strategic plan update, this will then change once that's approved.
Yeah.
So we don't need to do it now?
No.
Thanks, Katrina, for that. Alrighty, Councillor Cassidy is the seconder. Any comments?
No.
Councillor Laws, any comments?
I'm not sure why we're even voting on it. We can't change it then.
You're moving.
No,
you're moving.
It's below that.
It's the report below where we are actually.
19.1.
Right.
Yeah. Councillor Cassidy didn't have any report. Any comment? Councillor Laws, any comments?
So what are we on now?
9.1.
Councillor Archer, right of reply.
No, me, you're not me.
Okay, those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Meacham, Honour, Archer, Miller, Allwright and myself. That is carried. Recommendation 19.2 is the DAP process. The information received, the council determined that opposes the land use planning and approvals development assessment bill 2025 because, and it's got A and B, the report was by Damien Mackey. Did you need to speak to this before? I'll get a move for this. Councillor Archer and Miller.
No, I'm sorry. Councillor Archer.
I think it was all right in myself.
It was.
Planning folks.
Okay, I had my head down writing. I can't always see who's first.
I did have my hand up there in your defence.
Well, thank you. I'm on the ball then. Thank you, Councillor Archer. So it's you and Councillor Allwright.
No, I'm happy to go along with the decision of the General Council, but you were not in error in picking up that we had our hands up.
Thank you. So, who moved it? Councillor Archer or not?
Allwright and myself.
It's Allwright was the one.
Well, okay. Councillor Allwright's the winner. Councillor Allwright?
So, When do you want me to speak, Laura?
Wait a minute, I've got to get my seconder ready. Councillor Cassidy. Oh. Now you can go.
So who do you want me to speak? Do you want me to speak? Or
yeah, no, what? You're the mover, you speak.
All right. So this was discussed, or it's been discussed at length across the sector. The new DAP legislation was discussed at length at Leggett last week. Pretty overwhelming majority of council. It wasn't actually...
That was one that didn't...
Yeah, it wasn't unanimous. Opposed the legislation. There's apparently, might have to help me see, there's a few word changes and a couple of things that the government hope will entice three legislative councillors to cross the floor. So... I think Leggett might be a little bit worried, and the sector might be a little bit worried that they're reliant on three legislative councillors that voted against it last time. The government thinks they can get them across the line this time. That's about it.
Very good. Councillor Cassidy, do you have anything to
yes.
add?
I yes. suppose everybody's been following this issue with the stadium, but how that relates to council, park council, and the DAPs and so forth, is you can see how planning can get out of hand and ultimately it seems like no matter what the planning commission determines or the appeals tribunal or councils, it seems like they can make their own rules whenever they want, but we can't make our own rules whenever we want. We have to abide by the TPC, the state planning provisions, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this DAP, this assessment panel and so forth, and the projects of state significance and so forth, it's really dangerous territory. And I think the premier has set a very dangerous precedent for the state and for local government.
Thank you. Councillor Machen?
Not only is this DAP bill anti-democratic and not reflective of the feeling of the communities that are impacted, but also, you love this, Councillor Archer, it also impacts on our budget severely. Like we quite rightly... maintain pretty good fees in relation to major developments. We will miss out, if this debt process goes through, we'll miss out on those, and that's where we can start to rebuild our financial reserves.
Thank you, Councillor Mark.
I wrote to the Ward Peak concerned about the planning program and the fact that that the people from this, from up towards the St Patrick's Plains were against the wind farm, and that we had no right, because the rights to say no to it, although we did. He wrote back to me. I wrote to him on the 13th of March, and he wrote, I've got this yesterday.
Councillor, I've lost you.
I'm sorry. I wrote a letter to the Premier concerning this planning system, that it's taking the plannings out of our area. He wrote back, he emailed back to me saying that, thank you for your email dated the 13th of March regarding the Central Highlands Wind Farm. I have referred your letter to the Minister for Energy and Renewables, the Honourable Nick Duggan, MLC, as the responsible portfolio minister, and asked him to respond to you directly. The minister's details are as follows. So I still haven't heard anything back from him. So I mean, writing to the Premier is not going to do, because he just sidelines it to somebody else.
Well, back onto the debt bill.
So no, but that was part of the fact that this debt bill, they're just pushing it through and they're not going to listen to us anyway. So.
Well, the majority, as Councillor Allwright said, the majority of the 27 councils are against it. Mm-hmm. It was only the GATT itself trying to get a little bit more support, so to speak. Councillor Archer, then Hall.
Two unrelated matters, Mayor. The first is just hearsay. I understand that in the previous discussion around DAP, that you personally spoke very well at a meeting at Deloraine in support of the existing system to not make these changes, and that the Central Highlands Council in general had a very good budget, good fiscal control, and so it carried a lot of weight. And so that although we're a small community, our voice has been heard in this DAP arrangement in the previous round. I've been contacted by Sophie Underwood, who's written to all the other councillors as well, I'm sure, just for comment, wondering if they needed to come and talk to council to get us over the line to continue support. And I suggested to her it wouldn't necessarily be a great use of their time, as I couldn't imagine the people around the table having changed their view in the last 12 months. So I didn't take up her offer to come and speak to us about this matter, because in fact by the time she contacted me, we'd already voted in support of opposing the DAP. But there are those resources going forward, should council need them, that we can call upon if we want some more support, lobbying, or just getting behind us. But well done, Mayor, in terms of the way you apparently spoke at Deloraine previously in regard to this.
Thank you. Recommendation. Any other councillors? We'll put the recommendation up. Alrighty. It was moved by Councillor Allwright and seconded by Councillor Cassidy. Write a reply to you, Councillor.
No, I think I said that. David brought up an interesting point, which I haven't connected the dots, but it could evolve into an erosion of our fee income. But effectively, it just takes planning or complex planning matters out of council's hand. Some people think that might be okay, but if councillors don't experience complex planning issues, they don't get to know what's wrong with the planning scheme. So, anyway, the whole sector's against it. So, but they are worried that the government will get numbers in the list with council. That's all, man.
It all right. Seems fairly clear that the changes that were made to this bill were to pacify those three.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's probably the point. They've raised the bar to go to the development assessment panels. The criteria has been toughened up a bit, but I'm not really quite across what that looks like.
And I think it was clear that the GATT needed to listen to the councils for a change. Yeah. So no more. Okay, Councillor Allwright's closed the debate. Recommendation, please raise your hands in favour of the recommendation. Moved by Councillor Allwright, seconded by Councillor Cassidy. And those four is Councillor Hall, Bailey, Cassidy, Meacham, Honour, Archer, Miller, Allwright and myself. 19.3 has been addressed. That was the top tourism awards by Carly. I think she was quite interested and happy with all that. 20 was operational matters. 20.1, consideration of supplementary items. I didn't know, I was going to mention this morning, but I didn't get time. I was going to mention that it was brought to my attention that there's no wheelchair access on our building up the lakes at the Great Lake Community Centre. Mm-hmm. And someone had a wheelchair and was having difficulty. I'd be interested.
You come in that back door, can't you?
No.
So
you can come in the end.
Yeah, that would.
Well, you used to be able to, before they moved the tanks and that, you used to park up the top end where the cement ramp was, and then you come round to the front door.
Well, yeah. This must be to go from the back of, down the step, round to the maker's shed.
That's where it would be relate.
Yeah, that
would be a matter of a simple ramp there.
Well, can we get a simple ramp there without getting too excited?
And if it has to be a motion, then I'd move accordingly the council
It's to gate the creation of a wheelchair or disability friendly ramp.
I'll get Jason to have a look at
yeah,
it
please.
Before we do that.
Yeah, thank all you. Right. Thank you.
And that's Graham's another good one on that, on the ramps. Yeah. He's got the steps. Yeah.
Councillor Usher?
Another supplementary thing to mention there. Having read through the minutes of the previous meeting, I think there's a correction required. Adam has put down in regard to the discussion on Lake Crisnan Sorrel that we noted it. That's not actually what happened. There was actually a motion moved to get them to respond in terms of providing consultation with affected landowners in regard to flooding, and that's that hasn't been picked up in the minutes.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, you've got that one, Katrina?
Yep.
Steve?
Yep. I've drafted a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It just says for noting it, and I moved it apparently in the meeting.
Yeah,
that's not
you
what
did, and you were going to communicate with us with the drafting of the letter. Mm. So, yeah, no, not a problem.
Anything else, councillors, before I close the meeting?
No.
Alrighty. Well, I thank you. Close the meeting for now. We'll adjourn the. Don't forget, we'll adjourn.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, sir.
We'll adjourn the close at 1 o'clock, so please have lunch and be spot on at 1 o'clock. So I close the meeting now at 12:05.